This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Researchers in Jordan have done two cross-sectional studies exploring quality of life among visually impaired people. The first, published in 2023, looked at health-related quality of life, and the second, published in 2025, explored visual impairment and sleep quality. We're joined today by Dr. Hisham Jamal, author on both papers, to learn more about the findings and how they can improve support for visually impaired people. Thanks so much for joining us here, Dr. Hisham Jamal.
Hi.
So what prompted you to begin the first study?
Vision impairment affects much more than eyesight alone. In clinical practice, many people with vision loss describe problems such as fatigue, poor sleep, and reduced well-being. However, research often focuses mainly on vision measurements like visual acuity and so on. We wanted to better understand how vision impairment, especially its severity, affects everyday life and the overall health of our patients, particularly in a region where this topic has been less studied.
And how many people took part and how did you find participants?
We included several hundred participants covering a range of vision impairment levels and variable eye diseases causing this vision impairment, along with the comparison group of people without vision loss. Our participants were recruited through clinical settings, which allowed us to capture real-world experience of people living with vision impairment.
And obviously, quality of life is made up of many different aspects, but how did you get information about the participants' quality of life?
We actually used structured questionnaires, which are internationally approved and used in other parts of the world as well, that allowed people to describe their own experiences. We actually used these questionnaires to ask questions about the quality of life in general and the vision-related quality of life, along with sleep quality and mental health. These questionnaires in general focused on daily activities, general health, and sleep quality. This approach actually helped us understand how vision impairment affects people's lives beyond what can be measured during an eye examination.
And what were some of your major findings?
We found that people with vision impairment reported poorer quality of life compared with those without vision loss. Importantly, the impact increased as vision impairment became more severe. The effects were not limited to vision-related tasks only, but also involved sleep quality, general health, independence, and emotional well-being.
And how can this knowledge help us give better support to visually impaired people?
Well, the findings highlight the importance of a more holistic approach to care. Supporting people with vision impairment should go beyond treating the eye condition itself. Addressing sleep problems, emotional well-being, and daily functioning and providing appropriate rehabilitation and support can make a meaningful difference to quality of life. Another reason why we conducted research was towards eye caregivers, which is do not underestimate the severity of visual impairment. Even people with mild to moderate vision impairment can suffer mentally and emotionally and in their quality of life. Therefore, every effort must be made to maintain the level of vision and not to ignore the presence of any other quality of life issues. As I said, when we treat patients, when we operate on them, we usually ask them, how's your vision? Did it improve? And we just look at the visual acuity improvement. But I think doctors in general should approach their patients, asking them about how they feel, are they happy, are they managing, and so on. I think this aspect is frequently neglected in medical practice.
And using the same participants, you've more recently written another paper about sleep quality among visually impaired people. What were your key findings around that?
The study regarding sleep to investigate the relation between vision impairment and the sleep quality, especially across differing severities of vision impairment. Because we noticed before starting the study that most of the literature and research focused on children and on blind people who don't see at all. But our belief was even milder levels of vision impairment can affect sleep quality. And our focus should not just be on blind people and children. Therefore, we carried out that study and we find that vision impairment really had an effect on sleep quality compared to people who did not have vision impairment. We particularly found that the disease which had the highest effect on vision impairment was the presence of diabetic retinopathy.
And did you find any evidence of why? And what are some of your theories about why poorer sleep quality, about why people with specific visual impairments may have poorer sleep quality?
Yes, this is a complex issue, but the relation between vision impairment and sleep disturbances is probably multifactorial. I mean, there are different variable facets for this. I mean, we know that there are established mechanisms that involve the so-called disruption of the circadian rhythm. However, this circadian rhythm is well known to be associated with impaired retinal functional in the brain. So probably damage to the retina can play a role in sleep disturbances. And this is particularly relevant in people with who cannot see the light. However, we know recent research has found that even reduced retinal function, not to the degree of severe loss, can result even in sleep disturbances. I mean, that's even in patients with partial vision, with altered light perception. This may disrupt the body's ability to maintain stable melatonin secretion patterns. And these can lead to things like a delayed sleep onset with, for example, fragmented sleep and maybe daytime sleepiness. This has been proved before.
And if people want to get in touch with you to learn more about either one of these studies, where is the best place for them to do that?
Yeah, so basically, if anyone wants to contact me through my email, I'm more than happy to give them the information they need to know.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Hisham Jamal, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. The full titles of the first study is The Effect of Visual Impairment and Its Severity on Vision-Related and Health-Related Quality of Life in Jordan, semicolon, a comparative cross-sectional study, published in the Journal of Multidisciplinary Healthcare in 2023. The full title of the second study is Association Between Visual Impairment and Sleep Quality, semicolon, a cross-sectional comparative study of severity, eye conditions, and risk factors, published in Eye in 2025.